Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
All right, welcome to Startup Addict episode 20.5, and today we're going to talk about regret. Especially Nick's regrets. He has a lot of regrets about a lot of things. So,
the choice of where to sit, who I got to look at the whole fucking podcast.
Exactly. Why we do this.
Among others.
Who knows?
Not asking Dennis where he was going to hang the faded studios sign.
I know. I didn't even.
In the podcast room.
I know, which nobody notices, of
Wait,
course.
There's a sign in here?
There's a sign
somewhere.
In here?
Apparently, Dennis came in and installed new mics. Put a sign somewhere where no one can see it except him.
As I told everybody, I'm a ghost with tools. I just do stuff.
It's this tool like, who did this? Riding
by. A ghost with tools.
Ghost with tools. So.
So I'm the only one with regrets. You guys don't have any fucking regrets.
I'm pretty
Julio, you got any regrets?
I live a regret-free life.
Nice. Jim, any regrets?
No, I don't even know. I don't even understand what that word means.
That's not even in the vocabulary for Jim.
As always, I'll carry this episode then.
Yeah. Well, you got to teach us. We have no idea.
Do you have regrets?
Your business I got some regrets.
Yeah?
I got some regrets. You know, I was listening to a podcast last night, and it got me all riled up. It was the Business and Biceps guys, and they were fucking... John especially was going, go, you got to go, and stop being such a fucking pussy, blah, blah, blah. And then Maurice Claret was amazing on that episode. Posted on Instagram this morning.
Who is he?
He was a former football player.
Yeah.
But he now runs his own business... Helps a lot of people dealing with issues. But he's just got a really neat way of looking at things. And he explains things in a way that's, at least to me, make perfect fucking sense that might not otherwise make sense.
Yeah.
But the whole thing got me kind of like going through, you know, from charged up to kind of like, hearing more how other people are treated and basically how athletes get to a point in their career where they regret not taking more advantage. It's not even actually the system is set up to kick them out at a point where they don't have everything they need to succeed in anything other than athletics. But there's obviously a point of regret when you realize, fuck, I was part of this system that got me to this point. So I was thinking about that, and then this morning I had another call. We're working on an investment for Basecamp, and in that call and during that process, there was some regrets on. Fuck, you know, this would have been a lot easier if I just did things a little bit differently early on. So that got me all...
Regretful.
Regretful. Reflective. Reflectively regretful. So I realized, okay, well, regret is a real thing that happens to everyone other than you three, apparently.
Is it healthy? I mean, is the regret healthy? That's what I always get to the question of, like...
I don't know if it's healthy or not. I don't know if you, like... So then it gets into a whole conversation about, like, being self-aware and learning about what was possible, because without that you wouldn't, you know, the less you know, the probably less regrets you potentially have. But sometimes the less you know leads to regrets, because you know, you're confused about certain things. So I just tried to whittle it down to a few, you know, start with like some, what are some potential causes, and this is from a business perspective, right? Like, and based on my own experiences, is like, what are things where I look back and I go, oh, that's what caused this particular regret? You know, one is not embracing opportunity, right? And then for me, I looked at that as like, I don't know. My immediate knee-jerk reaction was, oh, it's fucking laziness.
Yeah.
But then I thought, no, it's probably a combination of laziness and lack of confidence.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people that are like, for whatever reason, I like to think, oh, woe is me. I'm not capable of this, or I'm not worthy of this. It's just this like misnomer that like, you need all this experience or there's some fucking magic ingredient which will lead to making you qualified.
Yeah.
Which obviously went through.
Wait, there's not?
No.
That's what I was waiting to see.
If you'd regretted something, then you...
you would, yeah.
It's like, well, I wasn't born with that magic something, so whatever.
So I looked at my particular examples were... And it's always mixed, right? Like, when you look back at things, it's always different than at the time. It's not like at the time you're consciously making decisions that you'll regret later. It's just you make decisions for whatever reasons at the time, and then later the regret could come from those decisions. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't really the actual decision you made that led to the regret, but whatever. I don't know how to fucking explain that. So I look back to, like, for example, actually, Jim and I were on a call this morning related to franchising Nacheria. And the guy's like, what's your title? I don't have a title. CEO? Now, normally I would say, I don't know. I don't know what CEO. Yeah. I was like, I guess. And then I was, because of the context today, I was like, no, yeah. I'll take it.
Sure.
Thank you for fucking giving me that title. I'm glad I didn't have to give it to myself.
Appreciate it. I'll work hard. I promise.
But in general, right, whether it's at Zappos. So at Zappos, I was the CEO, right?
Mm-hmm. You were the CEO of Zappos?
I thought Tony
CEO
was.
CEO of Zappos.
Yeah. Are you sure it was you?
No. I don't know. So I was the CEO, right? And then I was the CEO because I was the founder and there was no one else there.
Yeah.
It was just me. So who the fuck else would be the CEO, right? And there was points probably where I thought, yes, I'm going to be the long-term CEO and I'm going to grow into this role. And there was parts where it was like, shit, this is growing pretty fast. I don't even know if I'm fucking capable of being the CEO. And there's parts where I'm like, I don't know if I want to deal with being the fucking CEO.
Yeah.
Right. Part of that's caused by not being focused on one thing. Right. So it's like, which is another topic. What I think we'll get into on Monday is, like, you know, the disadvantages of that kind of stuff, of not focusing. We talk about the advantages of not focusing, but there's some disadvantages. But in that scenario, if I look back with regret, I would say not particularly about the title, but, like, I went through an opportunity that looking back was rare. And so I was CEO for a couple of years, co-CEOs for, I don't know, a year or two, and then just chairman and founder for whatever, however long. And chairman and founder until I left, and then founder sometimes, apparently.
for some people. Then.
But if I would have at the time embraced the CEO role, said, I want to be the long-term CEO, and I want to learn everything I don't know, and I shouldn't be afraid of the fact that I don't know all these things or feel like my lack of confidence get in the way.
Yeah.
I should just be like, I should take the time to learn all the shit, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't. I didn't take the initiative to learn all the shit because at that point I wasn't that interested in learning those things, combined with I didn't think I was the best person to learn all these things, combined with there was someone else who came on board shortly thereafter who would be able to do all those things. So it became easy. But if I look back, if I'd taken the time with the title or not to learn a whole bunch of different things, I would have seen the whole experience differently, right? So yeah. I would have come out with different things. Basecamp, right? Basecamp's kind of the same thing. Started, and then it was like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to be the CEO. Now, I was still the CEO in the beginning, you know, for the first couple of days. We didn't really need one.
Yeah.
And then there was none, and eventually we hired a CEO. And then eventually we let that CEO go, and it's easy to say, oh, because he spent too much money and this, that, and the other. But, like, A, there's no reason I couldn't have been the CEO,
yeah,
other than the fact that I was wanted to work on multiple projects and felt like it was a lack of confidence. Like, I'm not a fitness guy. Why would I be the, you know, like, still to this day, right? It's kind of like, I'm not really a fitness guy. I just kind of did whatever. And then, but that would have turned out differently. I'm not saying better, but it would have turned out differently, right? So yep. When you get yourself in situations down the line, now I find myself saying, well, I should have kept an eye on that, or I should have been more involved with that. I should have done this. Obviously, everything leads to something, right? So hiring him led to hiring a lot of people that are still here and doing a great job. But on some level, you separate everything out. There's a regret of, like, I should have paid more attention and played a bigger role in what we were doing, so that things might have turned out a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, so now with Nacheria, as we look into start franchising, it's like, part of me is like, a couple weeks ago, was like, well, we probably will start, and then once we really get into it, we need to hire a fucking CEO to run the franchising company. And now it's like, no, you know?
I'm going to do it.
You got to learn from this shit.
Yeah.
I can do this. But I can't do it if I just take the title as the title only. Like, I got to take the time to learn the stuff and make sure that I can answer every question and I understand every little thing. And we've gone over all these things so that you could be, like, growing into a role versus saying, like, you know, because I can handle some of it.
Yeah.
But just because you could do it doesn't mean you could do it very well. So I know I could do it all, but that's different than, which is a little bit for Monday, that's different than, like, trying to be really good at something, right?
Yeah.
The second feeling of regret is, I think I just said regret.
Regret.
Regret, aww. Which is spelled slightly differently than
talking
regret.
Talking like a baby.
Got so wet. Should have been wee wet. But is another cause of regret potentially is ownership, right? So it's kind of, it goes back to the same thing of like, who's taking ownership of a project or a company, right? So for me, it takes some getting used to. It sounds stupid, but I don't like to be like, I'm the owner, I own it. It just feels like, well, it's not about me, right? Like,
yeah.
But then there's some scenarios where the thought process is like, I don't want to come across as like, it's mine. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, sometimes people are looking at you, dude, it's yours, make some fucking decisions. And if you're not fucking worried about it, we're not going to be worried about it, right? Then there's also the feeling sometimes when you leave that open, it's great because it creates opportunity to feel ownership for other people. They can step in and fill that role and take on these things. But then it creates a whole new set of conflicts for them because now they're kind of like, I did these things as if I was the owner, but I don't own it, but I should own it. Like, why don't I own it?
Yeah.
It's not fair, right? And so that's either scenario. People get themselves into those feelings, which are justified, but it's logical that you get to that point, but it's not a logical argument or mm-hmm. whatever. And then the other regret is mostly, which is the biggest one, is just not giving your maximum effort. And that was kind of what the podcast was kicking my ass, is like, dude, just give your fucking, if you try your hardest and give the most effort, pay attention to the most details and work as hard as you can, things will happen. If you say, I got a bunch of shit going on, and then that's great, but you better work on all of them really hard, or you're just going to end up with a bunch of random things going on.
Yeah.
Right? So those are the situations where I could see regret. And then I thought, well, with everything, right? If everything happens, because the best thing that can happen, you have to accept at some point, then regret, the same as a company failing, can't just be a lose-lose situation, right? There has to be some benefits to this. So the benefits to regret are you can learn from it. Now, and if you learn from it and you're still game to try again, then you have a chance to do better next time. If you don't learn from it, then you just sit around fucking moping or feeling like, oh, the world's not fair. Like,
yeah,
I did all this and I didn't get this, or it wasn't my fault. It was this other person's fault, or it was this person. It was out of my control. And you don't learn anything from it, then even if you get a chance to do it better, you're not going to do it any better.
You're doomed to repeat the same thing.
Yeah. Right? So you look at it, hopefully you'll regret little things, which will lead you to create big things.
Yeah.
Versus regretting big things, which leads you to create little things.
Yeah.
But either way, as long as you learn from it, you have a chance to do better.
So regret really is making a mistake that you can learn from.
Yeah, because you have to, in order to feel regret, you have to be aware of the fact that you made a mistake.
Yeah.
I think. Some people might just regret, they might feel regretful, but not understand the mistake that was made, but that's probably more, they just feel screwed than regret, right? So the choices, you know, I looked at moving forward with any project are, we can either prepare and focus on all the little details and work our asses off and have a higher chance of avoiding future regret. And we can use past regret as motivation to do better. Or we can just say, fuck it, the regret sucks, let it bring us down, never try anything again.
Be the
again.
Victim, hang
just
out.
Fucking, you know.
Go to the Matrix.
Talk about
or club or
should have been us.
Just gamble.
Or we would have done things differently. Like, yeah. I'm getting fucked.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Wow.
That's the regret bonus episode.
Wow.
Bonus to who? I don't know.
Bonus to the listeners.
Big bonus.
So any comments? You guys regret listening to that? You regret not saying you feel regret?
I definitely have regret, and I agree with everything you're saying. I think that I've in business, there have been a lot of choices that I've made that big and small, and I think sometime, 10, 15 years into my career, I realized that like I needed to start, instead of just being that like, oh, I regret not doing that and it just didn't work out, I started saying, okay, why didn't that work? And what can I learn from that regret, and how do I take that and make it positive moving forward so that I don't make the same mistake, that I do it better the next time, that I try harder, and that I make the best of the next situation that comes along. And I always say I try not to regret anything anymore, but I think you'll always have some kind of, there's always going to be something in business, especially that you'll come to a crossroad and you're going to have to make a decision, and you can get stuck saying, I'll regret making this decision, but like, you've got to make it. And right or wrong, hopefully that decision won't end up being like the greatest regret of your life in terms of that. But I mean, I think you've learned, especially as you get older, you learn, take all those things you did and some of the regrets you had, and use those as positive to try to make the right decisions and to try to make good choices that you won't end up regretting, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you don't feel regret about in business, then it only means two things. One, you did everything perfectly.
Impossible.
Two, you are, from your perspective, it was everyone else's fault. So it wasn't your fault. So there's nothing for you to regret anything that went wrong.
Another impossibility.
Yeah. Or three, you just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
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 Oh, well.
And you're happy with it.
Okay. Let me go find some regrets. Oh, yeah.
I bet Mark Zuckerberg regrets not paying more attention to the Cambridge Analytical thing, yeah. You know, and all of the people that were probably saying along the way, listen, the data that's seeping out and the money that's coming in from the Russians is problematic. And today we're seeing that huge loss in their stock price. He's got to have regrets, and he's got to say to himself, let's not have that happen again. Like we were kind of joking before that he's down $18 billion, but whatever. But I mean, like, it's not just him. I mean, he has people that work for him, stockholders, his board. I mean, that's he's let a lot of people down today, and hopefully he can learn from that.
And even within that, you know, that I'm sure there's someone whose job it was in such a big organization to be on that, and ultimately, and there's things where he would easily be able to say, and maybe he does, I have so many things going on in such a big organization, I wasn't even aware of that. And I've been guilty of that. But ultimately, it's like, dude, like, you cannot just continue to defer everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if you're, because I was, well, I'm not trying to get the credit, so I don't need to fucking blame.
You know? I actually have a question for you on that first one. You were talking about learning to be the CEO. When do you think it's best for the company for you to learn to be a CEO, or when to hire? Like, when you should take the role or offload it to somebody else?
So I think for me, I haven't learned how to be a CEO.
Yeah.
Because even at fucking 45, after doing a bunch of shit, I still kind of like shrink, if I were to say that was my title, right? Yeah. There's still a part of me that's like, oh, someone's going to look at me and be like, you're not worthy. Someone offered me a job opportunity yesterday to be CEO of a company that's going to raise a shitload of money in a big space with big partners. And my response was, well, I had two responses. One, I already got a bunch of shit going on. And two, why the fuck would they want me as their CEO? Right? So it's like, that's what I was like, that's that holds you back, right? You can be like self-deprecating to a point.
Yeah.
Or try to like, you know, you're self-deprecating to kind of lower expectations externally of you.
Yeah.
Right? Or whatever it is. But at some point, that just doesn't fucking work, right? Like, yeah. If you're going to have the best company, then you can't be, you have to feel like, no, we're going to be the best company, and we're going to, each of us is going to be the best in our roles. And if I got to be the fucking CEO, then I'm going to be the best CEO. But I think you need advisors around you, especially in a fast growing company, right? It'll become clear to you, if you're honest, when you don't know the answer to problems that are coming up, or you find yourself in meetings where you're not familiar with the things people are talking about that they assume you know, or some fucking acronym where you're like, what the fuck does that mean?
And all you're doing is just nodding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But within there, it even comes down to confidence, where the confidence should be like, this is what I am. This is who I am. And I'm doing my best. So if you really know that you're doing your best, you're as prepared as possible, then you'll be more willing to ask like, hey guys, what does that stand for? Because you know that you're doing everything else you can, and they are aware of that. If you're kind of half-assing it, or kind of like got one toe in the role, then you're going to be afraid that people know that and notice that. So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's more, you'll know when things are over your head. And at that point, you either take the time, and it's going to be extra time. It's not going to replace the shit you've already got to do to catch up and get up to speed. And it's probably not as hard as you think. Or you're going to have advisors around you that are like, hey, I know you're trying really hard, but I think this is beyond you. I think you should bring on some more help. And at that point, you're probably not so worried about that means that people are looking out for the company's best interest and your best interest. Mm. And so you should be open to that, because, you know, what's more important, growing the company the best it can be or being this, like, at Zappos, I could have fucking, if I was wired a little bit differently, I could have been like, oh, no, I want to be the fucking, what's the point of starting a company if I don't get to be the fucking CEO? Like, yeah. I want it to be mine. And
right.
Then,
there's a lot of people like that, right?
That's what I was going to comment on, the fact that I've been around so many people who are so just jumpy at wanting to grab the title and not really understanding what it means, but being like, no, I'm the CEO. Yeah. Like, well, what is that?
And then so all you're going to do is you're going to hold yourself back.
Yeah, some people on like titles on people or on their Instagram pages or, you know, their social media pages are like CEO of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do you even know what the hell that means?
I'm going to say CEO of Crooks and Goons. I'm going to do it.
Go ahead and put it on your feet right now.
Yeah. I'm going to get that webpage going.
For me specifically, it became a point of financial. We got to a point where a lot of the decisions were financial, whether it's budgeting or negotiating terms or raising money. And like, I'd gone through all that at a most basic level, but I wouldn't say that I was spending a whole bunch of extra time learning how to be better at it. And so in hindsight, if I really was like desperate to be the fucking CEO, which I wasn't, right? I never had the goal of being like the CEO. Mm-hmm. I was just like, there was no one else, so I'd be the CEO, right? But if I was that, then my job would have been to go fucking learn as fast as I could and surprise everyone with like, and then in theory, if I really wanted the role, I thought, you know, deep down inside with no ego involved, that I was the best person for the role and I'd taken the time to learn everything, then I could have made, well, A, it never would have come up, right?
Yeah.
Because I was the one that brought it up. Yeah. So like in that scenario, I wouldn't have said like, hey, why don't you be the fucking CEO? You know, I would have been like, and then at some point probably would have been something where I wasn't aware of that I should know. And someone would have said, hey, you're doing a great job. I don't know if you have an experience in this. And then I had the choice of being like, shit, you're right. What do I need to know? I'll fucking go figure this shit out.
Yeah.
Or I'd say, okay, cool. Let's bring someone on board that can help that. But hey, can I stay in this role? Because I really wanted this role and I will do everything it takes to grow into this role, and they'll come on and consult for a while or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do think, that lack of confidence, like, holds everything back, right?
Yeah.
So it always is, for me, it's always this juggling of like, I don't want to be the center of attention, but like, that's good and bad. You know, some people look at that as like, oh, that's cool. I don't want to work with someone where it's all about me.
Yeah.
And some people look at it like, dude, fucking lead the way here. Let's get to some shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess starting any business, you need confidence. Yeah. Because you can't sell anything if you don't believe in it.
How many Crooks and Goons shirts do you think you could sell?
1 million.
I know my mom said she'd buy one. So
hey, you got one.
That's one. Sale.
If you can reach just one.
Yeah. Just one. That's all I need.
If everything goes well, you achieve maximum levels of success.
Yeah.
Will you have more beers in the refrigerator or Crooks and Goons shirts sold?
If I can pick between the two?
Yeah.
I want Crooks and Goons shirts sold. Could be hilarious. There you
go. Ambition.
Ambition.
Dennis is selling at least 7 shirts.
Yeah. CEO of Crooks. Oh, just build a whole empire.
Do you own Crooks and Goons .org?
Yep. Or .com, yeah.
Oh, all right.
.org.
I didn't want to say .com. I didn't want to say .com because what happens if you didn't own it and then we're saying it here, someone might rush out and buy it. This way they rush out and buy the .org instead.
Good point. Deceptive.
I got that one and tribal.army. I don't know why.
Tribal.army.
Yeah.
That's going to probably take a while for that to come back.
Like, I guess.
No. I don't know why.
That's for another podcast.
Yeah. I had an idea.
All right, well, that's that episode. We're going to be on we're going to be diving a little bit more into this on Monday.
Yep.
We're going to be ranting and going all over the place.
We'll be changing the format, getting crazy. I'm going to be
Dennis is going to go on a stream of unconsciousness.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Get him another beer.
Unconsciousness is just going to be silent over there.
All right, I guess, if you want to follow us, you can follow us at the Startup Addict on Instagram, startup_addict for Twitter, thestartupaddict.com.
Don't
YouTube.
Don't regret it. Subscribe on YouTube.
Just do it. I mean, seriously, it's
get that URL. Play your role.
A little bit of a surprise. We have yet to test this out, but we've been live on my Facebook page, and we've had somebody watching this. So shout out to Josh, who's a former Dragon, by the way.
Oh,
nice.
Who's been watching this?
Good job, Josh. Thanks, did you play? Josh. What position?
Josh was a midfielder.
Midfielder
played his ball somewhere in the Midwest.
So we've got one viewer. Awesome.
All right.
Well, thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh, for watching. And
next time we'll get two, and then we'll keep going.
Yeah. We look like
we
a gang.
We are focused now.
Yeah, we look like a gang with all black shirts.
Oh, it's shit. Awesome. You guys are all fucking... Oh, shit, we are. Yeah. Are you wearing jeans?
No.
Oh, my God. It's like a really crappy boy band. All right. See you later.
That's our signature.